Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're diving into Pope Francis's book, The Name of God is Mercy. Sophie, what did this book do to you?
Hey there, Sam. It completely shifted how I think about God. Mercy isn't just something God does. It's his very identity. That's the whole book.
Right. And he makes that personal right away. He tells a story from when he was 17, going to confession in Buenos Aires. A priest showed him such kindness that it changed his life.
Because he felt mercy before he could explain it. That's why the book feels so grounded. He's not lecturing. He's testifying.
Exactly. And he takes us to Mount Sinai. God reveals his name to Moses, and it's not all-powerful or all-knowing. It's merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
That's the hinge. If that's how God names himself, then mercy is the lens for everything else.
And Jesus is the clearest window. The prodigal son. The father runs to the boy while he's still a long way off. He hugs him before the son even finishes his apology.
That's so freeing. The father doesn't want a speech. He wants his son back.
Yeah, I feel that deeply.
And the good shepherd leaves the 99 for the one lost sheep. It's bad math, but it's perfect love.
Right. It's not about efficiency. It's about refusing to give up on anyone.
But he also clears up a big misconception. Mercy isn't sentimentality. It doesn't ignore sin. He quotes Aquinas saying mercy is the perfection of justice.
So justice gives us what we deserve. Mercy gives us what we need. That distinction is everything.
And it changes what the church is supposed to be. He calls it a field hospital for the wounded, not a customs house for the righteous.
That image should be carved on every church door. You don't check someone's credentials before you bandage their wounds.
And he answers the why not just sin argument. When you truly experience mercy, it transforms you. You don't want to stay the same.
Yes. The saints aren't the ones who never messed up. They're the ones who let themselves be transformed by forgiveness. That gives me a lot of hope.
Then he names the biggest obstacle, which is shame. We're embarrassed by our failures, convinced God is shocked by us. But he already knows everything, and he loves us anyway.
Right. The only thing that blocks mercy is our refusing to ask for it. That's a profound and humbling truth.
So, the first step isn't self-improvement. It's honest self-knowledge. It means admitting we're weak.
Exactly. And he says confession is meant to be a place of healing. The priest is a doctor of souls, not a judge with a gavel.
He's a doctor, not a prosecutor. That's a radically different experience of confession.
He also admits the church has often been judgmental and exclusive. He wants it to be more welcoming and transparent.
But he doesn't want to dilute the message. He wants to present it with the same love and patience Jesus showed.
And mercy has a social side. A society that forgets mercy becomes hard and unforgiving. People get crushed by their worst mistakes.
So he calls for a revolution of tenderness. That phrase just stays with you.
Absolutely. It does. And it's grounded in very practical acts like feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. Then there's forgiving offenses and bearing wrongs patiently. Those are the works of mercy.
Those aren't optional extras. They're the basic language of the Christian life.
He wraps it all in the Jubilee Year of Mercy. That year is a time of forgiveness, debt cancellation, and new beginning. It's like God pressing reset.
And the message is ultimately one of hope. No sin is beyond forgiveness. No person is beyond redemption.
No doubt. This book hit me personally. I've spent a lot of time feeling unworthy, thinking God was more disappointed in me than anything. But the Father runs to the Son.
And when you receive that mercy, you become a channel of it. Forgive because you've been forgiven.
My big takeaway is simple. God isn't waiting for me to clean up my act. He's running toward me right now, and I'm called to run toward others the same way.
And if you want to go deeper, The whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Because mercy is the last word. It's not earned, it's received. And then it's passed on. We'll see you in the next one.